This is Tom Rowe with the local radio news from the local radio airwaves for Saturday, July 26th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Suzanne Craig, William K. Rashbaum, and Thomas Kaplan reported in the New York Times the week's biggest New York political story, quote, Cuomo's office hobbled ethics inquiries by Moreland Commission, unquote. In the lengthy July 23rd story, the New York Times had been preparing for 3 months about Governor Andrew Cuomo's recent decision to end the independent commission investigating state political corruption. The reporters, quote, found that the governor's office deeply compromised the panel's work, objecting whenever the commission focused on groups with ties to Mr. Cuomo or on issues that might reflect poorly on him, unquote. Cuomo was elected on a clean-up corruption campaign and appointed the Moreland Commission to root it out. At the time the commission was formed, he said they could investigate any state government official, including himself. But the Times story notes many instances where Cuomo's staff pressured the commission to back off, pulling subpoenas and punches. Comedian John Stewart made fun of Cuomo's thin skin in a July 24th segment.
Well, it's not like he ever said the commission could investigate the governor's office.
The commission clearly has the legal authority to look at anything they want to look at, including the governor, the attorney general, the controller, etc. They have the legal authority.
Basically, Cuomo formed a commission promising, you can even look at me. And then when they looked at him, he said, you looking at me? Well, you looking at me? I don't see any other governors here. You looking at me?
That you can see at newsroom.wgxc.org. Beginning September 1st, a WGXC satellite studio will be housed in the Carnegie Room of the Catskill Public Library. The library is located at Franklin and Bridge Streets in the Village. WGXC and the library are also initiating efforts to work collaboratively to develop new on-air offerings and provide workshops and trainings to the public. The Catskill Library Studio will replace the current WGXC facilities at the Catskill Community Center through August 31st. That studio will be broken down soon, and then new equipment may be purchased if a mini WGXC pledge drive next weekend succeeds in raising the necessary funds. Anyone in Greene County interested in hosting a show at the new studio should contact Katie Donnelly at katie@wgxc.org. WGXC changed streaming computers at its transmitter site this week, removing an aging PC and replacing it with a Raspberry Pi computer that you can see on newsroom.wgxc.org. Lee Azzarello installed the RPI configuration. The WGXC Outreach Advisory Committee meets at 6 p.m. August 7th at the Cairo Public Library, 15 Railroad Avenue in Cairo. The WGXC Outreach Advisory Committee meets the first Thursday of every month and helps support the station's outreach efforts, including station events, presence at community events, outreach materials, and more. All are welcome to get involved at WGXC 90.7 FM. You can email Jess at WGXC.org for more information. Today is Saturday, July 26, 2014, and the National Weather Service in Albany says there's a slight chance of showers after 3 p.m. Otherwise, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 84. There's a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening, with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m., with a low around 64. Sunday, there is a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 83 and a low around 61. Monday, there's a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 76. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.